Now to corruption in Afghanistan and new moves by Afghan President Hamid Karzai that have alarmed U.S. officials. Karzai wants to limit international involvement in anti-corruption investigations. Rajiv Chandrasekaran is writing about this for The Washington Post. And Rajiv, you interviewed President Karzai's chief of staff today. What did he tell you about these planned restrictions on American and other foreign advisors?
President Karzai's chief of staff told me today that what the Afghan leader intends to do is put some very stringent limitations on the role of U.S. advisors and mentors to principal Afghan anti-corruption units. And the specific changes would be for these American advisors who have essentially been running these corruption investigations to really pull back, simply be sort of trainers in the background. Also to limit the ability of the United States to provide some additional payments to these Afghan anti-corruption fighters so that they can attract the best qualified people, and also to restrict the U.S. from trying to actually go out and recruit talented Afghans to serve on these organizations. The Afghan officials I talked to say that this is part of their efforts to Afghanize the effort and to have Afghans really take the lead. But U.S. officials are very concerned about this because they say this represents an effort by President Karzai to essentially neuter these organizations that have been pursuing investigations of individuals who have been who are close to President Karzai, including one presidential aide who's been accused of taking a $10,000 bribe and offering to accept a new car in exchange for impeding an investigation into the outflows of billions of dollars in cash from Afghanistan.
Do you think the Afghan government has a legitimate case there that, look, if you want us, United States, if you want us to strengthen our sovereignty, let us do it unimpeded. Let us Afghanize this department.
Well, that's certainly the argument that's made by the Afghan officials. But what U.S. officials argue in response is that the Afghan government lacks the capacity to really pursue these types of cases right now. And more importantly, they question whether Karzai's government has the political will to go after individuals who are in his government or who are close to him in other ways who are accused of engaging in corrupt behavior.
This has been such a hot-button issue between Afghanistan and the United States. Rajiv, how do you see this playing out?
Well, this is the latest in a sort of both war of words and actions between the two governments. I do think that there are efforts underway behind the scenes to try to resolve this, to try to allow President Karzai to have a bit of a face-saving solution here, but not to hobble these organizations in the way that he is proposing. The president has been very concerned that his aide was arrested in a middle-of-the-night raid where security agents essentially barged into his house. President Karzai said that's reminded him of tactics that were used by the secret police during the years of the Soviet occupation. I think what we'll see is perhaps an effort to moderate some of those activities and perhaps even try to resolve some of these corruption disputes behind the scenes, where potentially U.S. officials would go to President Karzai and say, hey, we've got some evidence here. You should deal with this, perhaps deal with it behind the scenes, as opposed to trying to create confrontations by engaging in public arrests and public trials.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran, senior correspondent with The Washington Post. Thanks very much.
Pleasure to talk to you, Melissa.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.